Thanks for tuning in to our weekly conversation. Scott Kegley here with Center Daniel Kilgore. And Dan, you're in the midst of a heated camp battle here at the center position, but you're taking all the first team snaps. What's this offseason been like for you?
It's been good. Not much has changed really for me. I've approached this year just how I have in the past. You know, it's always been competition. With the young Marcus come in, it's great for me to see him come in and kind of switch roles. You know, Goody was here, I was a young guy. Now I'm going into my fourth season. Being the veteran guy, it's fun to see this young 20-year-old come out of USC and just lead him any way that I can. And it's been fun for me, and I really took on the challenge of having him at competition, you know, to better myself in and off the field. So it's been fun, and it, you know, throughout all my experiences, you know, not much has changed on competition.
Yeah, as you look back on your rookie year, do you almost think to yourself how far you've come from those days, fifth round pick out of Appalachian State till now?
Each year's been getting better for me. It really has. You know, as far as playing guard or at center, tight end, lining up at receiver, just the knowledge of the whole offense and being able to pick up what different defenses are doing week in, week out, you know, I've just progressed tremendously each and every year. So same thing for this year, being the starter right now and continue on being the starter going into the season, I'm still going to progress as that player.
Assessing the defense is such a big responsibility for the center. How do you study and how do you approach that mental aspect of the game?
Well, it's week in, week out. It really is. And obviously, we play our divisional games and they're always the same as far as defense, but you always just pick up different tendencies. And then this year we got the AFC West, you know, just going and studying those guys and how they play and starting off with the Cowboys, you know. Go ahead and jump on it now, watching film, breaking down on what these defenses are doing. That way, when we do come to that game day, we're ready to go head-to-head with it.
How does your athleticism really help you? And I know we don't have footage of it, but you hold your own in there in the mini basketball hoop in the locker room. And yeah. It's been impressive, some of the dunks that you displayed.
A lot of guys don't give me the credit for my athletic ability. You know, they see it on the football field, but other than that, they don't really see it. So I got to showcase what I can do on the mini basketball court. It's not the real deal, but besides Craig Dahl, I'm probably the best one in the mini basketball for sure. You know, I got some pretty good dunks that I can. I beat Blake Costanzo with a dunk contest, beat him twice actually. So, you know, I get creative with it, and it's pretty fun to beat those guys.
All right, who's the worst on the team?
Alex Boone. Alex Boone, the Rhino, he's the worst, you know. He and anything that Boone does, he talks a big game, but it's just funny to watch him actually back up what he's talking. So he's by far the worst.
And for those of you who don't know, Daniel Kilgore is a man of many nicknames.
Many nicknames.
What are some of them? Let the fans know. Maybe what's your favorite out of the collection?
I don't know if I actually have a favorite. It's more or less, I just put up with the nicknames they give me. So there's Gumby, there's Silver Fox, Danny Ray. You know, a lot of people just make fun of my accent being from the South. You know, got the redneck twang, whatever you call it. But they come up with something new every day. It's always fun to hear what they got to call me. But, you know, I like Gumby probably the best. It shows off my athletic ability. Silver Fox with the gray hair. And Kilby, I don't know where it came from, but coaches like it, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Gumby, you're always in good position, right?
That's where Gumby, I'm always in good position. If I'm not, I always find a way to get in it. So.
All right, perfect. And Dan, last order of business, this T-shirt we're going to be giving away on Twitter.
Yeah.
You can sign it for us.
No problem.
And fans can look for it from @49ers. You're big on Twitter, too, right, Dan?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Hit me up and follow me, and congratulations to whoever wins the T-shirt.